And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
At first blush, the idea of requiring people accused of crime to post bail to be freed prior to trial makes some sense. After all, society has a right to expect criminal defendants to show up and not become fugitives. That said, the hard reality is that North Carolina's bail system is fraught with maddening Catch-22 paradoxes for many defendants. As Kellen Lyons of NC Policy Watch recently reported, numerous defendants accused of relatively minor crimes, many of them innocent, cannot make bail, even if just a couple hundred dollars, because they're too poor. They could get the money if they could get to their jobs, but of course they can't do that if they're stuck in jail. As experience in many other states has shown, however, there is a better way, most notably by doing away with cash bail for most nonviolent crimes and replacing it with a system of check-ins and reminders that's proven equally effective at getting defendants to show up for trial. North Carolina lawmakers should seriously explore similar changes for our state as soon as possible. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.